This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's always good when your translator catches himself mid-answer and he's like,
I think what he should say is...
Yeah, your job is not to say what you think he means. Your job is to translate what the man said.
Verbatim.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Verbatim.
Verbatim.
That's your job.
Mm-hmm.
Not to catch yourself in the middle of it and kind of editorialize.
Easy.
So that's not the way it's supposed to go. That was yesterday with Rafael Devers. I would just call it an odd exchange where
sure.
He's getting questions in English. He doesn't need the translator to respond to the question. In fact, sometimes the questions aren't even done and he's responding to them. And then you have the translator editorializing in the middle of these answers.
Well,
so that was odd.
Going back a couple weeks ago, which is where all this started, the kind of walk-off question and answer, he just answered. Remember? And like they made the
correct.
Joke. Shaughnessy made the joke like, wow, can we translate that?
Because
He was just like, would you be a DH? He's like, no. Like, he didn't like look over. He's like,
no, I would not.
No, I wouldn't.
So again, this isn't to say anything more than just it was odd. It was weird. It was strange. And we'll have more of that to play for you coming up. But you also had this morning the reporting from Sean McAdam at Mass Live that Devers was so upset and felt so lied to and misled that he considered demanding a trade. And so we talk about what he wouldn't get into in those private conversations with the front office. Maybe there's some of that there. Meanwhile, just to update this quickly, Keith, watching a video from Mike Reese. We mentioned more Patriots will be introduced today. This is more traditional free agency introduction. It's not the pomp and circumstance of Kraft, Vrabel,
Jumbo Wolf. Screen.
Yeah, chest thumping for all the guys they signed. They just have Mac Hollins sitting at a podium by himself being introduced to the media. But he does, in case you were wondering, walk in barefoot.
Man.
Into the press room.
I can't do it. There used to be a few wrestlers that would wrestle barefoot. This guy, Matt Riddle, who I think may have gotten canceled, but Matt Riddle was like a former UFC fighter, and then he became a wrestler, and he would wrestle guys barefoot. And I would always just be like, man, what if you get like stomped on your feet? Plus, it's so gross. Like, you're walking up and down ramps and stuff. Like, I don't think we're supposed to be barefoot.
Yeah, no, I'm...
Like,
I'm
way back in the day, like, cavemen? Sure. But we were closer to the earth then.
I think when he's given his answers on this, that's like what he says, basically.
You want to like feel the earth, right?
Well, he wants to feel...
Be grounded.
Yeah, toughen up his feet and all this stuff.
That's wild to me. Like, I don't mind... Well, actually, I don't like feet in general, but I just think it's weird to be like walking down the hallway. I mean...
When you Google Mac Hollins...
Do you get like planner's warts?
Foot wine comes up.
What is it?
Foot wine?
Oh, did he just feet wine?
I don't know. What was your question about planter's warts? Yeah, he probably has them,
But, like, what the hell? Like, can you imagine here just at the office?
No.
Just walking down the hallway barefoot? I feel like it's so gross.
Look, I'm team feet, so I guess I should be on the man's side.
I mean, you wear flip-flops, you're closer to it.
I never
wear flip-flops.
I am very much close to it,
But, like...
And it's not beneath me to be like, I'm in my house. I got to run out real quick. I'm gonna run out there barefoot. I have done that.
That's different.
Well, that's way different. He he would like drive to go get his coffee barefoot. Walk in. Can you imagine walking into wherever you get your coffee barefoot?
I thought no shoes, no service.
You must get tetanus shot every week.
Great true. He's not allowed.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe he has to go to the drive-thru.
But some places.
Not allowed in.
You could probably get a doctor's note now that says, like, oh, I need to be barefoot.
Yeah, and then they're
like, oh, we can't fight this.
Yeah, this guy
needs to be barefoot.
My emotional support, bare feet.
No, it's odd. I can't help myself but look at it. Remember we talked about, like, barefoot kickers?
Yeah.
Like, how come that went the way of the dodo bird?
Good point.
A bunch of wrestlers. Superfly Snuka, a lot of the Von Erichs.
Rusev was barefoot for a while.
Rusev, yeah, barefoot. I just feel like you're going to get foot stomped or something. Break a toe? Plus, like, how dirty your feet must be at the end of the day. How much they must stink. Like, you can't even get the smell out.
Yeah, go on. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like, I'm going to consider this.
How dirty are they?
This is getting much better.
How smelly are they?
Oh, yeah. Just gross. And then you get into bed after a long day, just walking around, no socks, no shoes.
Change your sheets every day.
Brutal. You must.
Yeah, you might have to.
It's gross. It honestly is gross.
Our buddy Matt on Twitter
said... Does he own shoes?
Yeah, well, he plays in cleats.
See, I feel like put your money where your mouth is.
Play barefoot.
Play barefoot.
Yeah, you don't believe in shoes?
I'd have more respect for it.
Yeah, me too.
Like, you're strapping on the cleats and the turf shoes every weekend?
I know. I guess we're guilty of this. Like, we're talking... the main thing to talk about with Mac Hollins is that he runs around barefoot everywhere. What's the percentage of questions in his press conference that are about bare feet?
50%.
At least.
I would hope. You're not doing your job if you're not asking about that. That is odd.
It
might be a little bit of a, hey, look over here so you don't talk about, you know, what's really going on.
Sure.
The fact that I'm like an average receiver. Talk about my feet stuff.
Let's say.
Oh, you're being nice.
Let's say he's our Dietrich Wise replacement on Patriots Friday. Let's say that's the case.
I hope so, honestly.
No, me too, but after we've asked all our feet questions.
No, it's wardrobe too. It's not just feet. He dressed up as Animal from the Electric Mayhem.
Yeah, right. Okay, so feet are week one. Animal's week two. Then what do we got?
Wardrobe.
It out. Okay. Good, good, good.
I'm sure he's got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, there's gotta be a lot. When you're dressing up as Animal and walking around barefoot, there's gotta be more to it.
What does your closet look like? Like, what's in there? If he's wearing that to games, what is he into? I think he'd be pretty entertaining.
Yeah, true.
Well, yeah.
What is he into?
What is he not into? I think he'd be a great interview. I'd like to request Mac Hollins right now.
Our buddy Matt. Yeah, let's put in a request. Ken, you're listening.
That's worked so well before.
That's true. Yeah. Actually, no, this is what we do. We don't want him.
We don't even want him.
We'll never talk to him.
You like Kendrick Bourne? You're not getting
that. Yeah, good point. Our buddy Matt on Twitter suggested that he's the Tristan Cassis of the New England Patriots.
Oh, boy.
Look at me, guys.
What is worse, though? I think walking around with no shoes is way worse than stretching without a shirt or whatever he does.
Yeah,
but Cassis has, like, if you're just picking the worst thing that Cassis does, it's not as bad as walking everywhere barefoot. Like, that's a real look at me thing. But everything Cassis does is look at me. This guy just walks around. Well, I guess he walks around in animal costumes.
But also, Cassis kind of went another direction this couple weeks ago when he was like, Bregman should play second. The young guys shouldn't play. Like, from all we know about Mac Hollins, he's not going to be telling anybody where they should be playing. I don't think.
See.
All right, I guess we will see.
I don't know.
McDaniels knows them, and if they're so worried about culture and everything else, I'm sure McDaniels signed off on bringing him in. He's also been in the league a long time. Like, he's a veteran guy, and still what we talk about is he's barefoot and he wears weird costumes.
That's a good point. If he's got to go into a public restroom, no shoes?
Disgusting. Yeah, I would assume.
Just goes home.
Or he's not carrying shoes for when he has to go potty.
I don't know. He wears... These are my toilet shoes.
Ugh.
He's my urinal shoes. I just walk around with these pee shoes all the time.
I don't think it makes sense. Like, just walking on like concrete and like walking on pavement and then walking just in ugh. Like, the grass is one thing, but everywhere else?
Yeah, not great.
Ugh.
617-779-7937. Let me hear a little more from Rafi Devers before we get to the reporting from Sean McAdam. This is more of the weirdness yesterday.
You said you made it clear to them how you feel. If they say, okay, we understand that, but we'd like you to be the DH, can that work?
Pues no entendió que hablamos algo privado y que si no lo puede decir en público y que ya.
Yeah, like I said, like I've been saying, it's something that I spoke about in private and I'm not going to share here.
The opener is 2 weeks from today. If you are the DH instead of the third baseman in Texas, how will you feel?
Me tengo que sentir bien porque ya es la temporada, no hay otras opiniones y tengo que hacer lo que ellos digan. Ellos son los que pagan y ellos tienen la orden.
Yeah, good. At the end of the day, it's not my
decision. I don't call the shots around here. So, yeah, I feel good. I'll go out there and do what I need to do.
Okay. So he wouldn't elaborate on the private conversations, but I think Sean McAdam did some of that on his behalf at Mass Live. Rafi Devers, this spring, was so upset about the signing of Alex Bregman that he considered asking for a trade, according to Sean McAdam, Mass Live. McAdam passes along. He's not sure exactly what happened in those private conversations between Devers and the front office, but Devers did feel lied to over the offseason because the team consistently told him the rumors about Bregman and Arenado were not true. This is after Cora preached about Bregman playing second, and Cora did do that early on in free agency. He's like, I think Bregman's a fit at second base.
Mm-hmm.
Breslow highlighted all the defensive strides that he's made, including some of that with us, Keith. You asked him directly about Devers and playing third base when Breslow was on with us. The team also said they would talk to Devers before any moves were made. And they did none of that. So, like, look, the team's not blameless here. Like, Cora and Breslow, and maybe Breslow gets more benefit of the doubt because I don't think Breslow ever really wanted to sign Bregman.
Right.
I think that was more Cora and Henry. But if they were misleading or they weren't fully truthful or at worst they were outright lying to him, then, yeah, the team has something to explain away. But at the same time, Devers, you're being paid the same way either way. This might help you at the end of the day. You can stamp your feet and kick and scream all you want, leave camp, say you're not going to play DH, but you consider requesting a trade over this? Like, that's wildly soft.
Well, but he definitely feels as though he was lied to, and that's why I think you go back to the original press conference, which got all the attention. I think that was more just a public FU to Breslow, maybe Cora. And I don't know how it all played out. We're just kind of taking the information that we're given and kind of connecting some of the dots. So I could see it as simple as there were so many rumors about Bregman and Arenado all offseason. Maybe his agent called Breslow and was like, what's going on? Like, our guy, Devers wants to play third base, is a third baseman. Are these guys coming in? And what if Breslow was like, no, they're not? So then his agent communicates back to Devers, like, don't worry about it. Like, there's rumors all the time. Like, you're good. And then next thing you know, he reads about it. Like, he's not even told. He reads about it somewhere, or a buddy tells him, hey, you guys signed Dever, or you guys signed Bregman. And he's like, what the hell? So then he's asked about it, and he's pissed. And I think in the back of his head, he's probably thinking, like, yeah, I have my money. I'll be the DH. Like, I'll move to DH. But I'm really pissed with how this all played out.
I'm going to let you guys know this is unprofessional.
Yeah, I'm pissed.
And you didn't handle it the right way. Okay, fine.
I just think this could be...
But thinking about requesting a trade is not just making a public PR stance. I mean, that's taking it a step further.
No, it is, but I mean, maybe that's just how pissed you are. And maybe if they were that adamant, like if somebody was that adamant, like, dude, this isn't happening, this isn't happening, this isn't happening. And then it does. You're like, well, why did you lie to me the whole time? Like, I don't really trust you anymore. And this is a guy that has his contract. I wonder what the trickle-down effect is to everybody else. So they're all going to know about the story. Tristan Casas is going to know about the story. Jaren Duran's going to know about the story. And if they or their agent have a sit down with Cora or Breslow,
oh, that's a good point.
And they say, hey, you're not getting traded. Or, hey, we're not trading for basically your replacement. You believe them? If they're like, hey, Tristan, don't worry. We're not even interested in Vlad Guerrero. I'm not believing that. In fact, I'd probably go the opposite.
No, so it's true.
So I don't know. I mean, at the end of the day, they're all just going to be out on the field. They're going to have to do the best they can. And a lot of it is out of their control. But how much do they trust the front office? I would think at this point, after doing this to your best player, your highest paid player, they probably don't.
So I think we agree with this. If Devers hits, and by the way, he smashed a home run off Walker Buehler yesterday, which is the backdrop for all of it. So if he hits, none of us are going to care about this, right? Is that accurate to say?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, just hit the ball.
I agree with that too. If he goes out and hits 300, 30 bombs, 120 RBIs or whatever.
And the team's winning some games.
Yeah, well, that too. They need to be winning. Yeah. But like, if he's productive and the team's good, and the team should be good, we're not going to care. That's a different question, though. What if, does any of this impact? Like, do you think this impacts him on the field this year?
Hopefully positively, because he won't be straining his shoulder and things like that where he gets banged up in the field a lot.
Well, physically, it should be a positive. But mentally, I'm worried this will impact him. Now, maybe it won't. You know, I've been worried about plenty of things in the past that never came to fruition. And so I guess I'm not going to forecast that it will impact him on the field, but I'm concerned that, yeah, this will carry over and impact him on the field. It's already impacting him on the field. He's not out there. He should have been out there weeks ago. He's still not out there. He's supposed to be out there tomorrow. I'll believe it when I see it. So it's already impacting him on the field. Yeah, I'm worried about that.
Got an update on Mac Hollins.
Oh, good.
He's going to wear number 13. It's the number he wore in college when he was at North Carolina.
Philip Dorsett. Who else wore that number when they
Jack were? Jack Jones.
Thank you, Jack Jones.
Dan Marino.
I was trying to think of other wide receivers.
So, also, in addition to him being barefoot, it also says about him, not from today, but this is just on his Wikipedia, he's also known for eating without utensils.
Oh, I've heard this.
Is that like a pot? He'll have pasta without a fork?
Yeah, I mean,
just stuff it down?
Yeah.
All right, so no utensils.
This probably goes to there are a lot of, people who don't eat with utensils. I mean, that is a thing, like a religious thing.
Wait, there is?
Yeah, I think so.
No utensils.
Yeah.
All right.
You use breads and things like this to sop up most of your food. That almost functions as a utensil. Yeah.
So like you're like a 1 or 2 year old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not well, a lot of utensils. Yeah, well, even little Georgie's using the forks and the spoons.
My kid's pushing 7. Sometimes he doesn't use his fork and utensils.
Matt doesn't wear shoes.
I think shoes are a tool. Okay. And people have made them a part of their body.
Huh.
Like I wouldn't walk around with a hammer just because I might need a hammer sometimes.
I would say apples to oranges there, Mac, but that's fine. He also,
if you ever need to hammer anything in, you're going to feel like you should have been walking around with a hammer.
I wouldn't be using my bare hand for that.
Yeah.
That's painful.
Not all of us can walk around with a hammer.
I certainly do not. He also avoids house cats, which I appreciate.
Okay.
I don't like cats.
You don't like cats?
He's been nicknamed Tarzan. He also apparently, we're going to have to dig into this, Nick. He has an active TikTok account where he focuses on life hacks. Okay. And home improvement ideas.
Well, text is always dangerous, but the text line said he does like Bill Nye the Science Guy level stuff on his Instagram.
Oh, his Instagram. So that I can find. I'm not on the old TikTok, but we can dig this into Mac Jones.
Now, he does wear cleats because he has to, but he calls them foot prisons.
Go on.
Talk a little bit more about these foot prisons.
All right,
I'm in on that.
You're in on that?
So he doesn't have to wear cleats. I think he would just be fined if he didn't, right? They would let him play or no? It's like if a guy has a jersey untucked.
Would they let him play? Good question.
Would they let him play?
Absolutely, at minimum, get fined. Or would the refs be like, you can't come on the field? They might not let him on the field, no cleats.
Bizarre, isn't it? I don't know. Yeah, I'll check out. I'll dig into his. Oh, yeah, he dresses up in like a wig and does like Bill Nye the Science Guy type stuff.
Small cats will steal your soul. Never have them around. If it's a house cat, that'll steal your soul.
So that I agree with him on.
Small cats. So when he's saying cats, big cats, he means soul. Like yeah. Tigers and lions, fine. House cat, steal your soul.
That I agree with.
Okay. They're not plotting to kill you.
100%. They would eat you in a second. They can't wait for you to die, and they would eat you.
Constantly figuring out how they're going to smother you while you're sleeping.
No doubt. I'm with them on this.
Okay, but why draw a line between big cats and small cats?
Well, I just think
because I don't have a tiger in my house.
Right. Yeah, but you don't think a big cat would do the same thing?
No, those cats would eat you.
They would. They might be a little bit more obvious about it.
Got it.
Small, but it's also like house cats are constantly casing the place and like learning the ins and outs.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. Humans. The big cat's a little more upfront about what they're going to do. The small cat, the house cat's a little more subversive.
Yeah, and you wouldn't expect it. You're like, oh, I think the cat likes
me. Dupe you with the little purrs.
Right. What are they really saying? So I'm with Mac Jones on this. I would love to have him on the show.
Mac Hollins.
Yeah. Not Mac Jones.
No.
I'd rather talk to Mac Hollins.
As somebody who interviewed Mac Jones for, 75% of a football season, I would definitely rather talk to Mac Collins. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keith. WEEI Afternoons comes your way, by the way, at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. They'll get to everything with you. You can hang out on the phones again at 617-779-7937. Don't forget to vote. Jones and Keefe bracket. All 4 2-15 matchups are up and available. You can vote at Jones and Keefe. You can see the full bracket at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending. And when we come back, it's time for Grab Bag.
My name is
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40.
period, that's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Grab Bag!
Oh, it certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. All the stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program, including the Boston Celtics in action tonight, taking on the Miami Heat. At last check, Jaylen Brown, Kristaps Porzingis, Jason Tatum, Derek White, all questionable.
Nice.
For the tilt.
Get excited.
Porzingis still got that non-COVID illness. Whatever the hell is going on there?
Yeah, non-COVID. He called it a viral illness the other day.
He's probably walking around barefoot. Matt Collins.
Maybe he should do that. Toughen up the immune system a little bit.
Yeah, I wonder if Matt Collins is one of those guys that like never gets sick. Like all these things might work really well for him.
That's a good point.
Not enough people are doing the things that he's doing.
Never washes his hands. Never uses hand sanitizer. Doesn't wear shoes.
No, he said he washes his hands more than normal people because he doesn't use utensils to eat food.
That also makes sense.
Oh, yeah. So he's worried about that, but he's not worried about his feet? I feel like your feet are going to be filthy.
Who wants to wear foot prisons on their toes?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, he's got you there. Yeah, but maybe...
Where does he stand on the vaccine?
Maybe Porzingis, I shudder to ask. First question on Patriots Friday. Maybe Porzingis needs to toughen up a little bit. Maybe go no Tootsies.
But it is big Celtics tilt tonight versus their rival. Who is their rival right now? Do you got one?
Celtics rival? Don't you just go Lakers by default? No?
Well, yeah, I mean, historically it is, but like right now.
Or like in the East, that Cleveland?
Because like I don't think the Bruins rivals the Canadians, really. I mean, it is,
right,
but it isn't.
Right. Their traditional rival is the Canadians, but right now it's probably like Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely Florida.
It would have been Miami recent vintage for the Celtics, but not
really
anymore.
They don't have one.
Butler's gone.
Yeah.
I get kind of Cleveland.
The Warriors.
New York.
Curry and Kerr. Yeah, they don't really have one.
Yeah, they don't. That's right. They don't.
I'm a genie in a
bottle,
baby. Come on and meow.
We hit on this briefly, but Bill Belichick apparently has told everybody down in North Carolina, like, if you're going to email me any kind of correspondence, can you please CC my girlfriend, my 24-year-old girlfriend?
Yeah.
So she can kind of oversee all this stuff. What is happening? Is he being kidnapped? Something's up.
You think he doesn't have a smartphone?
Could be that.
Sans smartphone?
Maybe. Right. You might miss some things.
Yeah, right. Like, or have you ever, your grandma doesn't know how to work her email or something like that? Is there some of that going on with Bill? Like, I don't understand this. How do I check my email?
Get emails.
Exactly.
Doesn't do emails.
I mean, though. The whole thing. She's in the middle of everything. She's CC'd on his emails. And now, by the way, it's not clear yet if she's CC'd on all the emails or just the ones related to social media. My guess is it's all of them. That was the inference from the North Carolina reporter. The reason we're getting this is because Bill took a job at a state university.
Yeah.
So you're being paid by the taxpayers down there. And so you can
get... Is she on the North Carolina payroll?
You can get access to all his information. Great question. I don't know. Indirectly, for sure. Directly, I don't know. She also is supposedly the reason, or part of the reason, that this Hard Knocks at UNC got screwed up because she wanted like such a role in the whole thing. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know if Bill wants her doing this, if she's forcing her way in, and he's like, just to quiet her down, he's like, fine, you can be CC'd on all my emails. Like, I have no idea why. But again, I will say it. It's sad. Yeah. It's pathetic. And no one was forecasting this when Bill got fired in New England. No one was
forecasting this. Like, 10 years ago, thinking what the post-playing coaching careers would be for, say, Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, and Bill Belichick, and trying to guess what it might be. Gronk's, honestly, is probably lined up with what we thought. Like,
yeah, that's about right.
Hey, go on and do some TV, do some podcasts, maybe try wrestling. That's not going to work. Maybe try movies. That's not going to work. But whatever. Just be sort of himself. Brady, you know, maybe even owning a team. Not that crazy of a leap.
Brady's is, like, kind of closer to what we expected.
Yeah. Then we're like, hey, what if Bill gets a 24-year-old girlfriend and coaches a basketball school team?
If I told you 10 years ago Bill was going to coach a mid-tier ACC job at a basketball school and date a child, I think that would have shocked everybody. And she's 24 years old.
Yeah, young gun.
Reading all his emails and screwing up Hard Knocks for UNC. Oh. Yeah, I didn't see that coming. Every day a new surprise in the bag like starry skies. Baseball Randall's here to play. Bring mediocrity for the day. A man feels good to be a grabby. Mystery bags in a sports tray. Keith and Joel, they lead the way. In a world where bags are grabbed.
New England Revolution in action tomorrow against New York City. I'm not sure if it's their rival or not, but big tilt tomorrow for the Revs, trying to get on the board, literally.
NYCFC, you think that's their rival?
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Or is it the Red Bulls?
Probably the Red Bulls.
Yeah,
probably the Red Bulls.
The New York, New Jersey Metro Stars.
Well, let's hope.
Yeah.
EA grab bag. It's in the game.
All right, let the listener be the judge here.
Okay.
We know the last time we talked with Bruins insider Andrew Raycroft didn't go great. Maybe went worse than even we realized because we never heard from him again.
On our end, it seemed like it went just fine.
I thought it was actually pretty good.
That's not the way that it was received on the other end.
I thought it was decent. Apparently, it wasn't decent. And so anyway, he changed programs. And he went on now with Hart and Fitzy and Ted Johnson in the afternoons. Here's how the appearance ended yesterday, and you tell me, will this be his last appearance with them?
I caught some of this live.
Oh, you did?
I didn't stick around for the end, unfortunately.
Well, that's on you.
But, okay.
Let's hear how this goes, and you be the judge. I'm not trying to lead the witness at all. I want to hear how this goes.
Time. He's Andrew Razor Raycroft. We appreciate you joining us today, as you do each and every Thursday at 4:30. So have a good week. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Thanks, Razor.
All right, see ya.
Was he holding in a fart?
Did he let out a fart?
What was that? It was a long delay and then like a real kind of sad bite.
Can I just hear the tail end of that again?
Just the end of that.
Bye.
Thanks, Razor.
All right, tip.
Huh.
Honestly, that's the first time I've heard it. That's less animosity than I was hoping for.
No, I'm asking. I'm asking the question.
I was hoping for an angry bye click. That was just kind of, it sounded like he
But broke. It was like a layout, like a long lay, like a delay and then a bye. I don't know. I'm maybe
his phone cut out?
Maybe they're best buds.
One more time. Did the phone cut out?
Thanks, Razor.
All right, tip.
I don't know. I don't know. Everybody can have their own opinion on that.
What do you think? We'll be back next week.
Maybe with Arcan.
Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keefe grab back. Do, 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 do. Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keefe grab back. Do, 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 do. Wah, wah. 93.7 Jones and Keefe grab back. Jones and Keefe grab back.
Gardner Minshew signed by the Kansas City Chiefs. So if Patrick Mahomes sits week 18 like he normally does to make, you know, they've already clinched the spot in the playoffs, maybe even home field, it'll be the shoe. Pretty good backup quarterback.
Tell me you don't like Gardner Minshew in Kansas. I love that.
He probably goes barefoot.
I could see that.
Or cowboy boots. Yes. It's one of the two.
Steel toe.
Yeah, I could
see that. They brought in Zappy too.
Hey, baby. You want to come take a ride with the Mississippi Mud Fly?
Sure do.
Yeah.
Who's saying no to that?
Who wouldn't want to?
I don't know. Every day that
I'm in making grab bag.
De'Aaron Fox, done for the year, has to get surgery on his pinky. The pinky injury. Think of that.
It's a Spurs team that I thought could make a run to the playoffs.
We started
complimenting Wemby, and then they lose him, and now a few weeks later they lose Fox. Feels like they're shutting down. Yeah.
Real men of grab bag.
Real men of grab bag.
basketball tournaments, conference tournaments, Jones, are rolling right along. We got the Big Ten going on in here. Looks like Michigan State pulling away from Oregon. I don't think they've ruled out Cooper Flagg for the semis, but they're like unlikely he's going to be back, right?
Did they
rule him out?
Well, I think they basically did. John Shire said there's no point in him playing in the ACC tournament.
Well, there really isn't.
Yeah, so I unless you want to like the top overall seed, which I think is pretty meaningless, I don't think he's going to play in the ACC tournament.
But SEC quarterfinals, Big Ten quarterfinals going on, and Big East tonight semifinal, Rick Pitino and St. John's taking on Marquette at 6:30.
I think
that could be a good one.
I think Pitino is a great coach in college. Like, I mean, I know Celtics fans don't like him, but he's a great coach in college. I think if nothing else, it's just good to have him in the tournament, just to root against, have more people you recognize, have St. John's, when I say you have him in the tournament, have St. John's be a good team and a talker and a high seed. I think that's good, if nothing else, just to root against.
And I would just like to start a cheer. Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
Weekend box office, Jones. A couple of movies that are coming out that could be on people's radar is Novocaine, which is getting good reviews. It's like an action comedy. Jack Quaid plays a character that can't feel pain. Could be pretty good. In Black Bag, the latest Steven Soderbergh movie with Kate Blanchett and Michael Fassbender.
Grab Bag? Like
Black Bag.
Oh, okay, got it.
Did I say Grab Bag?
No.
Black Bag with those two. Pierce Brosnan is also in it. That's like a spy thriller. And on Netflix, early candidate for what could be the worst movie of 2025.
Oh, no.
I haven't seen it yet. The movie called The Electric State, directed by the Russo brothers, who when they do MCU movies are great. When they do non-MCU movies, less great. This movie stars Millie Bobby Brown and Chris Pratt.
Oh, wait, I have seen headlines. I didn't realize that's the name of it. I've seen headlines about this, though.
This movie costs $320 million.
Oh,
and it's on Netflix. And the last I saw on Roddy T's, it was 18%.
Yikes.
By the critics.
What was the...
I will still watch it.
What's the feedback on your Mickey 17 movie that sounded good, but bad box office last weekend,
Yeah,
right?
$19 million on the box office.
And that's not that big of a budget, but that's a big budget, isn't it?
Pretty big budget. Oh, huge budget, like $120
million. Yeah.
And it was the guy who directed Parasite and Snowpiercer. The reviews are a little bit more mixed. I think the
reviews are better, but just box office didn't do great.
High 70s for like critic and audience score. So like I think it's a decent enough movie. I guess Robert Pattinson's really good, but it didn't make the money that they were expecting it to.
Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag.
All right, let's take a look at the top NBA performers from last night. Damian Lillard, 22 points, 6 rebounds, 10 assists for Milwaukee. His teammate, Brooke Lopez, 23 points, 4 boards, 5 assists. Cade Cunningham, the all-star for Detroit, 38 points, 10 assists. Paolo Banchero, 34 and 11 for Orlando. And Luka Doncic, although in a loss, 45 points, 11 rebounds.
They got smoked.
They lost by 20 to the
defensively
Bucks.
Without LeBron, they did not look good whatsoever. Look, the Bucks beat the Lakers. I'll go with Cade Cunningham. I think that's the right pick for the player of the night.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, guys, we're going with a starting pitcher today on the random baseball player. This gentleman played for 4 teams across a 8-year major league career.
It's quick.
Got a burned hot.
4 teams in 8 years?
4 teams, a one-time All-Star.
Okay.
He pitched for the Braves, Tigers, Orioles, Rockies.
Oh.
Braves, Tigers, Orioles, Rockies.
This guy had a longer, not like Denny Nagel. This guy had a longer career than that.
Not Denny Nagel. He finished 3rd in the Rookie of the Year voting.
What year?
And then that was in 08. Oh. He was an all-star in 2011. And then his last game pitched, 2014.
We've had Kevin Millwood before. It's not Kevin Millwood.
It's not Kevin Millwood. He played for 20 years.
Give me the teams again.
Played for the Braves, Tigers, Orioles, Rockies. Right-handed starting pitcher. One-time all-star.
Oh, you did say right-handed starting
he
pitcher.
He had a career-high 14 wins in 09.
With?
Braves. All-Star year was actually 11, where he went 13-6 with a 2.96 ERA.
With?
Braves.
Braves.
Most of the time with the Braves. Came up with Detroit. then went to the Braves, then went to Baltimore, then went to Colorado. 3.72 career ERA, 53 career wins.
I've been terrible at this lately. Mm-hmm. I haven't had anything in a while.
This is a more modern day guy. Did make $10 million. That's nothing to sneeze at. Hopefully invested well.
That's good.
Invested well.
Yeah.
You put that all down on GameStop a few years ago?
Yeah.
God, might have been a billionaire.
Money, let your money work for you.
That's right.
That'll get you somewhere.
Some good investments. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What
do we got?
No guesses?
I got
nothing.
Text line and Twitch has it. So if you want to peek, they already have it.
Come
on. More guesses.
I played
pretty recently.
I'm peaking. Oh, I wouldn't have got this. I recognized the name right away. Jair Jurgens.
He got it.
Jair Jurgens.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Jair Jurgens.
Thank God I didn't say Yabaldo, because I was going to say Yabaldo.
Jair Jurgens.
Jurgens. So
he was good. I had him
in
fantasy.
I was not getting that, but the second I saw the name, I'm like, oh, okay, it's this guy. It's also in the Twitch chat like 18 million times.
Jurgens.
Text line got it as well.
Jurgens.
Ooh, Kent Merker, good guess. I was thinking Mike Hampton, too. Another good guess.
Do you think a name in your kid,
timing was off.
Jair at all?
It crossed my mind.
Jair Jurgens.
Yeah.
Jair Jones.
Jair Jurgens Jones.
Jair Jurgens Jones,
yeah.
His middle name is Francois.
No, is that all right?
Where's he from?
What's the nationality?
He is from Curacao.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about that?
How do you like it?
How about that? You know why? Brag.
Yep.
Been to Curacao.
No way.
Yes.
Would you get lost? How'd you get there?
I went there. Went down to the ABC Islands, yeah.
Did you really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. I did a lot of Jair Jurgens talk when we were down there.
I would assume.
I talk your ear off.
Ozzie Albies.
Yeah.
Who else they got down there?
Andrew Jones? No,
I don't think so.
Not Curacao?
No, you're right. Andrew Jones.
Thank you.
Kenley Jansen?
How could we forget?
Jerks.
Rob Profar?
Somewhere Rob Bradford's screaming at his radio right now going,
you forgot about Kenley.
Jerks and Profar. Jonathan Scoop.
Scope.
Andrelton Simons.
Yeah.
Jared Churchins. Randall Simon. God, they could have had a hell of a team.
Put that team in the World Baseball Classic.
Seydon Rafaela.
Should have got him.
Should have gotten Seydon Rafaela.
Boy, I'm sorry I asked.
Wow.
So there you go. Random baseball player of the day every day.
It was random.
In the grab bag here on Jones and Keith. You can get all your phone calls in line for WEEI Afternoon, 617-779-7937. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And we have our clip.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service.
Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Du jour, next.
Back here at Jones and Keefe's WEEI, it's time for our clip du jour. Jones, ready for that?
That sounds nice. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, in many days, the rejoin music, as provided by Nick, our producer Nick, ends up becoming a topic on the program. I don't know what he's going to play or when he's going to play it. So that happened to us earlier today.
You a fan of Bush?
Yeah, 16 Stone, great album.
Yeah. They had a couple heaters for sure.
Yeah.
Then what happened? Kind of disappeared into the sweet night?
Well, that next album, not so hot.
Yeah.
It had like a song or two on it.
That would have, that gets you.
Yeah.
With Gwen Stefani, right?
I was just going to say
Gavin Rosdale.
Gavin Rosdale was dating Gwen Stefani for a time.
Dude, there was a show I saw him. He did some garbage acoustic show at Hard Rock. I was already checked out. But either way, the show ended with like a Q&A type thing, and every question
was about Gwen?
Was like Gwen-based.
I mean, how could it not be?
When did you know you fell in love with her? Hey, what was it like to work with her?
I mean,
I saw one Don't Speak video, and I was like, I fell in love with her. What do you think?
1 month later, I think they were divorced.
Yeah.
That's like how quick it was. Like, he must have been up there like, you mother.
Yeah.
You stopped talking about
I'm the lead singer of a successful band. Ask me about Bush.
Come down, Glycerine, Machine Head.
Glycerine. As a middle schooler, you're like, I don't know what the hell this means.
Remember he played it in the rain in the MTV Spring Break?
Pouring rain.
Hell yeah, he did.
You better watch out. I feel like the rain and like the microphone, that could like electrocute you, couldn't it? Seems dangerous. Hazardous.
It's all right.
I think their second album had a couple recognizable songs, but none.
Yeah. Was Mouth on that? Was that the name of one of the songs?
Maybe.
Mouth?
Swallow was one.
Mouth and Swallow were the names of their songs?
I mean, the name of the band is Bush.
It's a good
absolute
point.
Children.
I guess I never.
Yeah, just
I never connected those dots.
Yeah. They get a lot of spins, though, in middle school.
Bush. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Bush was solid.
By the way, I want to retract my statement. There's some good songs on that second album.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
They did two.
Shame on me.
Two good CDs, I would say.
Yeah,
right?
I said not so hot. That's hotter than I thought.
Not my favorite, but they get a lot of radio play, too.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd hear it, you're like, all right.
Chemicals Between Us, was that them?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That was them.
Might have been the second album.
That might have been later, even.
Third album.
That might have been their third album.
What a catalog.
They did. They had a lot of stuff.
My buddy texted me.
Yeah?
He said he saw Bush years ago. He said,
Brag.
In the 70s?
Hot. Yeah. Well, I've seen Debbie Does Dallas. Grown men were crying during Glycerine, he said.
Sure they were. I mean, they were dealing with stuff from home, but they brought it to the concert that night.
He also thinks Alien Ant Farm opened.
Oh, my God. What a show. What a double billing.
What a show.
Priceless.
Two-hit wonders.
Yeah. Hopefully you had the... Yeah.
Yeah, they needed each other.
They get through a show.
They needed each other.
They played Smooth Criminal and
Twice.
Movies 16 times.
Yeah,
they called it a night.
Yeah.
Open and close of Smooth Criminal. Hey,
I'd play something else.
I'd be up for that. No. Play the hits.
Yeah, no, play. No. I'm with you. I would rather hear each of those twice than their deep cuts.
Speaking of deep cuts, sorry to cut you off.
No.
Yeah.
Years ago, I saw Gin Blossoms, right?
Nice.
Vertical Horizon opened for the Gin Blossoms. And Vertical Horizon, you're like, okay, they have two songs. They'll open for the Gin Blossoms. They'll be done in 45 minutes. They played for 90 minutes, and you didn't hear You're a God or Everything You Want till the end.
Wow.
They're the last two.
Which one's You're a God? I know Everything You Want.
You would know it if you heard it.
Okay.
But like, seriously, I'm like, okay, so like Gin Blossom, I'm like trying to estimate when Gin Blossom
when are we
going to
see these guys?
Vertical Horizon knocked out 90 minutes. Could not believe it.
Like, here's what we wrote on the way in. You're like, no, play the two hits that you guys have.
Where was that?
Step aside.
Greenwoods? Where was that?
No, there was a field behind a Budweiser brewery in New Hampshire.
Yes.
And that's
Merrimack, right?
It might have been. They had it was like this kind of festival with a bunch of food trucks. And stuff
you
like
drove
that.
All that way to watch Vertical Horizon
for
90
minutes? I went all that way to see the Gin Blossoms.
Yeah, I'm saying.
But,
you drove all that way and then you got stuck with Vertical Horizon for 90 minutes?
For 90 minutes.
Yeah. Woof.
Unreal.
I don't think I know
this. No, this one goes. It's about to go.
Okay, yeah, I know this song. Okay.
And it's God-based, so their fan base is.
Yeah, it's kind of whiny.
They're a religious band.
I don't think I ever knew the lyrics. They say, you're a god? That's what those lyrics are?
You're a god, and I'm not.
It's no creed.
That's news to me. I learned something new every day on this show.
Faith Plus One audience, so they had a big following. Well, that's what they, the people in front of the stage were going nuts for them. Like, this is insane, because I only knew that two songs.
Well, yeah, that is.
Gotta get into the deep cuts.
But good for them for knocking out 90 minutes.
Yeah.
That's true.
Hey, you got your money's worth.
You know who didn't get enough play, I feel like, is Candlebox.
Yeah?
Candlebox is great.
Great.
Those, like, that Candlebox, Collective Soul, Fuel.
Yes! Oh, dude, Collective Soul?
Like, that group in that late 90s, early 2000s.
They rolled in touring again?
No, yeah, they rolled in at Fenway. Davey Eyeballs was down there. Davey Snaps. You got Collective Soul. Yeah, it was Bare Naked Ladies, Hootie, Collective Soul.
Oh, nice. That's a good show. A
couple other ones that were good. Yeah, real good. Yeah, no, Candlebox, they rip.
Okay.
The song You, far behind their hit, I would say You is actually the better song.
Okay.
Anyway. Well, there's your music minute.
That's good stuff. We got more good stuff at WEEI Afternoons. They come your way shortly. You can jump in line, 617-779-7937.
Is this true? Text line said Tiffany Amber Thiessen was in the You're a God music video.
Wouldn't doubt that.
How about that? Yeah. That's a win.
A little homework for the weekend. So that is
drive
there.
Home.
Yeah, seriously. Racing home.
I watch her cooking videos.
Oh, yeah. She can cook a meal now.
Yeah.
Sure can.
Like a nice hearty meal.
Valerie Malone.
You don't work at the Max and not pick up a few tricks in the kitchen.
That's true.
Good point. Crossover would have been brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can celebrate St. Paddy's Day at the Nines this Sunday and Monday. Enjoy the traditional corned beef and cabbage dinner or try the corned beef Reuben with a Lucky Horseshoe Ale. You gotta love the Nines. Stay tuned. WEEI Afternoons. Everybody have a great weekend. We're back on Monday at 10 here on WEEI.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.